Zakta Mishnah Vayter Masechtas Pesachim, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey. Do you know how many mitzvahs asay? A mitzvah min ha-Torah, a positive commandment, a mitzvah asay. How many mitzvahs asays are there that we have bizman hazeh on Pesach? I say bizman hazeh because in the times that we have the carbon Pesach, and as Hashem Yisbarach we will soon have, there are going to be many more. Well, if you said two, you're right. Which two? The mitzvah of eating matzah, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. When do we have the chiyuv d'oraisa to eat matzah? The answer is the first night. The matzah has to be made out of what? Well, here's a rule. It has to be made out of something that could become chametz, if we would allow it to become chametz. Of course, we don't. We bake it before it becomes chametz. But it has to be made out of one of the five types of grain that would become chametz if we allowed it to become chametz. Now, I want to clarify this. There's a difference between eating matzah the first night and all the other days of Pesach. The other days of Pesach, we eat matzah because we're not allowed to eat chametz. And we eat matzah because we have a chiyuv, or sudas yamtiv. The first night is the only night there's an obligation min ha-Torah, that even if you're not hungry, you must eat matzah. For us in Chutz Laretz, the second night is technically a suffix of the first night. But that's why it's only the first night in Eretz Yisrael, and the first two nights in Chutz Laretz, that we make a bracha on the matzah. So, in order to be yoitza, the chiyuv of matzah on the first night, what does the matzah have to be made out of? That's what our Mishnah is going to teach us. Zakta Mishnah, Elu Dvarim, here are the types of things, she'adam yoitza behen yidei chivasei bepesach, that a person would be yoitza his obligation eating matzah the first night. What's the pasuk that tells us you have to eat matzah the first night? Be'erev teichlu matzahs. Okay, here's the list. Here's what the matzah would have to be made out of. One of these things. Bechitim, either out of wheat. Bisa'irim, barley. Bechusmin, that's a type of tefuah called spelt, a type of grain called spelt. You may see it sometimes in the stores. There's like spelt cookies, different things that are made out of spelt. Ubishifin, that's rye. Ubishibar lashul, or oats. Well, what about if I made a matzah out of rice? Or something else? Not from these types of five grains. Let's say I made a matzah out of corn. The answer is, you're not yotze, you're chay. Now, some people don't eat rice. They may not eat corn because of a zeir of kidneys. That's a later zeir. You're going to confuse it with chametz. But you can have things that aren't chametz, but you're not yoitza the chiyuv of matzah. To be yoitza the chiyuv of matzah, it has to be one of these five types of grain. What's different about these five types of grain? As explained earlier, they would become chametz if you would allow it to rise. Vaitris lakta mishnah v'yoitzim b'dmai. Chazal were concerned that there were some of the amir ratzim. They weren't so careful when it came to separating maestros. Oh, they separated truma. But some of them just separated from. So when you bought tefuah from an Amaretz, it was referred to as the Mai, a lashon of Da Mai. What is this? Now, even so, Chazal understood that Roiv Amaretzim do take off all the Maestras. That's why they were lenient with the Takana of the Mai. They were lenient with the obligation to have to separate Maestras from tefuah that is purchased from an Amaretz. For example, poor people don't have to. And that's what the Mishnah says, v'yoytzim b'demai, that your yoytza, the mitzvah of matzah with flour made from demai. What do you mean? But it's only for poor people. What if a person is very rich? Well, because technically anyone can become poor in a second by being mafker is nechasim. So memela we say that no one really is not yoytza matzah because it's demai. Vayter sakta Mishnah, you can be yoytza matzah with Ubamaisa Rishon Shenitla Trumasa. Wait a second. Truma goes to the Kain. Maisa Rishon goes to the Levi. The Levi has to separate Truma from the Maiser that he gets. That's called Truma's Maiser. So, what's the Chiddush? Of course, you're Yaitse Ubamaisa Rishon Shenitla Trumasa. That's the way it's supposed to be. Well, the Gemara in the Masechta Shabbos, and we learned it in the Masechta Shabbos, explains that the Chiddush over here is as follows. We're talking about a case where the Trumas Maisa, what the Levi gives the Kayin, that was separated, but not the regular Truma. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where the Maaser Rishon was separated before the grain was threshed. So what? Well, it's very important, because before the threshing, there is no chiyuv yet to separate truma. So what happened over here is that the Levi actually took it very early, before it was finished. The Levi did his job of giving truma smaisa, but the truma, the original truma, was never given, but it's still not tevel. You're still yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Vayitra, says the Mishnah, uba maaser sheni vehegdash anivdu, maaser sheni and hegdash that were redeemed. What is maaser sheni? Again, something we've already learned in previous Mishnayos. The first year after Shemitah, they separated maaser rishon and maaser sheni. Maaser rishon goes to the Levi, maaser sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim. Or, if a person has too many peiros to bring to Yerushalayim, he redeems it, and then brings it to Yerushalayim. Third year is Maaser Rishon Maaser Ani, fourth and fifth year Maaser Rishon Maaser Sheni, sixth year Maaser Rishon Maaser Ani, the seventh year is Shemitah. Okay, so you have Maaser Sheni and Hegdish that was redeemed. So Maaser Sheni or Hegdish that was redeemed, again, there must be some Chiddush over here. Then you're allowed to eat it. What's the Chiddush? You're Yotze Matzah with it. When you redeem something, it loses its Kiddusha, whether it's Hegdish or Maaser Sheni. The Kiddusha goes over to the money. So the Gemara explains that normally when you redeem something, if you yourself are redeeming your own item, your own produce, you have to add a chaymish, you have to add a fifth. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where they did not add the fifth. Although he was supposed to do it, l'maisa, we still say that even if he didn't add the chaymish, it could be used, or at least he's yoitza, the mitzvah of matzah. Vayitra, says the Mishnah, v'akoyhanem b'chal v'betroma. Wait a second. Again, what's the chiddush? I'm supposed to separate chal and give it to the kayan, separate truma and give it to the kayan, so they can eat it. Why should they think you're not yetzim matzah? Zakta batanura, here, I would have had a havam, and maybe I would have thought that matzah has to be something which is mutter for everybody. Even though it's mutter for the kayan, but maybe the kayan can't use it for matzah because to be yetzim matzah, it has to be something that anyone can eat. So the chiddush is, no, there's no such restriction. The kayan can be yetzim with the challah that is given to him or the truma. The Mishnah Vayitah, here are the list of things that you're not yetzim with. Avaloi b'tevel. Tevel means food that no truma samaises were taken from. But what's the chiddush? Now here we're looking for the chiddush the other way. Why would I have thought that you are yetzim? The answer is because we're talking about something which is only tevel midrabanan. We're talking about grain that was grown in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it. So it doesn't really draw any energy from the ground. Min haTorah, you don't have to be mafresh trumas himaisers from it. It's only midrabanan. But despite the fact that the chiv is only midrabanan, you're not yotze the mitzvah of matzah if you didn't separate what you had to from it. It's still called tevel. Vayitra says in Mishnah, what else are you not yotze with? Well, I be maaser rishon sheloi nitla trumasai. Maaser rishon that no truma was taken from it? We're talking about a case over here, the Gemara explains, where he first gave the maaser to the Levi before separating the truma. Wait a second, didn't we say that before? No. Before we said that the Levi took it before there was a chiev to be mafresh truma, because he took it before the threshing. Here, however, it was after the threshing and the storing. Here there already was a chiyuv to give truma to the kayan. Now the Levi came and he took it. In this case, the Levi has to separate both the regular truma that the Yisrael was supposed to separate before he took it, as well as the truma's meiser. But the Levi did not take off both trumas. That's why you're not yaitzavir. This is real tevel. You're also not yetzer with Maaser Sheni or Hegdash that was not redeemed. So again, if it mamish means that was not redeemed at all, so of course you're not yetzer, what's the Chiddush? So the Gemara explains that we're talking about where the redemption was done, but it wasn't done right. It was redeemed with metal, but not with a coin. Or the Hegdash was redeemed with land. So being that the pidyon did not work, he's eating something which is an Aveira. In all these cases, in the last cases of the Mishnah, it's a case of mitzvah b'abi aveira, where one is not yotze. That's why he's not yotze the mitzvah of matzah. Vayitra zok the Mishnah. Chal is taida. Remember we referred to the loaves that come along with the carbon taida? or a kike nazir, or the kind of wafers that come along with the nazir when he brings his carden. So Bihemis says these are not chametz, or some of them, in the case of the Taida, are not chametz. So can I be yetzer the mitzvah of matzah with it? But it wasn't made for matzah and Pesach. It was made for either the Taida or the nazir. So the answer is, says the Mishnah, it depends. A son, la'atzma, if he made them for himself, ain yaitzen ben. You can't be yaitzen with it. And that's because the pasuk says, u'shmartem es ha-matzais. You have to guard them. L'shem the mitzvah of matzah. And even though technically it's not chametz, if you took it to a laboratory, you look to see what's inside, it's not chametz, but it wasn't made l'shem matzah. It was made l'shem the karbonis. On the other hand, a son, limkar bishuk, if he made them to sell in the market, he didn't make up 100% what he was going to do with it. Yoitzin ben, then you are yoitzin the mitzvah of matzah, because he was thinking, if someone takes them for a taida or a nazir, fine. If not, I can always use it for a matzah. So memela, we realize that all along in his heart, it was guarded, l'shem matzah. Okay, let's chazer over what we learned here in our Mishnah. First of all, we learned that to be yoitz of the mitzvah of matzah the first night, it has to be one of the five grains. Chitim, se'orim, kusmin, shifa, and shibay l'shul. Wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. In order to be yoitz of the mitzvah of matzah the first night, the chiv to eat matzah, it has to be something that could become chametz, but it was baked in such a way that it doesn't become chametz. We learned that you can be yoitz with mai, Tvua purchased from an Amma Oretz, you still have to separate certain things from it. Well, being the Chazal did not impose this chiyuv on someone who's poor, and anyone in theory could be mafker his nechasim and become poor. So, Mimela, you're yaitza the mitzvah of matzah with it. We said you're yaitza with maiserisha shen nitla trumasai, and this means that the Levi took off trumas maiser. The original truma was never taken off, but there was no chiyuv because the Levi took it before the threshing and the storing. Maaser Sheni and Hegdish that were redeemed, even though we didn't add the Chaimish. Kehanim, Mechala, and Trum, even though it's only mutter for Kehanim and not for everybody, in all these cases, you're Yotze, the Mitzvah of Matzah. You're not Yotze with Tevel, even though there's only a Chiyuv Medrabanam, because it grew in a flower pot that has no hole in it. You're not Yotze with Maaser Rishon, Sheloi Nitla Trumasai, meaning the Levi took it, but now he took it after the threshing and the storing. So really, not only does he have to give Trumas Maaser, he has to give the original Truma. He said, you're not yaitzah with Maaser Sheni and Hegdish that were not redeemed. That means it was not redeemed properly. Unlike in the Reisha, where it was redeemed properly, it's just that he didn't add the Chaimish here. He redeemed the Maaser Sheni, let's say, on a coin that wasn't really a coin. It's just a piece of metal. Or a Hegdish on Karka. You can't redeem Hegdish with Karka. So in these cases, it would all be examples of a mitzvah Bab Aver, where he's not yaitzah the mitzvah of Matzah at all. And finally, the Mishnah concluded with the Halacha of Chalas Taida Rekike Nazir, the matzah part that's brought along with the Chalas Taida, or the special, technically very thin, like wafer-like thing that the Nazir brings. This is really not chametz. Can I be yet to the mitzvah of matzah with it? Well, it depends. If he made it for himself, for his carbon Taida, or for the carbon Nazir, he's not yaitza, because the pasuk says, "Ushmartem es ha-matzais." Matzah has to be made l'shem the mitzvah of matzah. But if he made it to sell, he is yaitzah, because we know he was thinking that if I don't sell it to someone who's bringing a carbon taida or a nazir, so I can use it always for matzah, myself for matzah. Aha, so it was what he did have in mind when he was making it l'shem matzah. That's the reason in this case he would be yaitzah.